Now, this is a world-famous Ramban. The opening paragraph of the Ramban in Vayishlach is world-famous. The Ramban has a phrase you have to know. What's the Ramban's phrase? Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, which means the things that happen to the Avos somehow foretell what will happen in the future with the descendants. We'll discuss this more. That it's almost like a mini nevuah. The way the Torah describes what goes on with the Avos, in a sense, foretells the future about how we will deal with similar things. What happens in Vayishlach? Yaakov confronts who?
Esav.
So this is how the Jewish people confront their non-Jewish enemies. So let's read the Ramban. Nichtava parsha zos lehodia ki hitzal kadosh baruch hu es abdu v'golo miyad chazok mimeno. So this parsha was written to show that Hashem saved Yaakov from his enemy. Ulamdenu od shehu lo batach b'tzidkaso v'hishtadel b'hatzala b'chol yecholto. A famous line. Yaakov was a tzaddik. Yaakov could have said, I'm a tzaddik. Hashem will save me. Is that what Yaakov did? No. He prepared with a present, Doron. He prepared, Rashi says, for Melchama, and he davened. In other words, Ein Som Chana L'Nes. Even if you're a tzaddik, you got to prepare. You have to develop a good army. You have to have proper diplomatic hishtadlus and try to defuse the enemy that way. V'yeshbo od remez l'doros. Here's the line. Ki kol asher ira le'avinu im Esav achiv, yera lanu tamid im b'nei Esav. Whatever happened to Yaakov with his brother Esav will happen to us in the future with Esav's descendants. No, this is the Ramban. V'ra'ui lanu lechoz b'darko shel tzadik. We should follow in the footsteps of the tzadik. She'nazmin atzmeinu l'shoshes hadavarim. Shizmin was atzmo. L'tfilu l'doronu l'hatzola. B'derech milchama. V'vrochu l'inotzo. Prepared with davening, with a present to bribe him, to convince him, and to save himself, either with fighting or with running away, if need be. Oh, so this is, the Ramban says, that we learn from the Avos how to deal with the non-Jewish world. This is a major yesod, which has been part of our Mesorah for generations, that the great Gedolim look to the Torah for guidance in a modern-day life. And we assume that the stories in the Torah are there to teach us lessons, so this is the lesson of how to deal with the non-Jewish world. And this is, Vayishlach is a good example, the way Yaakov dealt. So we daven to defeat our enemy. We try to have the best army and the best security forces. I was reading articles now that the French security forces are like now trying to interview the Israelis, you know, like, what do we do to deal with knowing who the more dangerous Arabs are. I just read an interesting article. If you have an Arab village near a Jewish town, so they have the phone numbers of all the cell phones of the Arabs in the village, and they can track those phones. So if they track that phone number in a Jewish town after 10:30, what do they assume? He's there to break in, to try to steal a car, or try to break into a house, and they go after him. It's amazing. I'm saying these are the one example. I don't know that. That if there's an Arab town near a Jewish, Arab village near a Jewish town, they have the phone numbers of the Arab cell phones, of all the cell phones they know about. Yeah, the Arabs know. I mean, whatever.
Just leave your cell phone.
Well, okay, time out. Do the Arabs know? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they do know and they have their cell phone. I don't know. Well, they have their cell phone because that's what they use to communicate. I'm just giving a mushel. Okay, it helps partially. So this is what they do. Anyway, so you have to fight, you have to use the best diplomacy, and you have to daven. Okay? Now this paragraph of the Ramban fits with another super famous paragraph of the Ramban, the Hakdamah Shmos. In the Hakdamah Shmos, the Ramban tells you what Shmos is about. But before the Ramban tells you what Shmos is about, he reiterates what Bracious was about. And the Ramban says, Bracious is the Sefer HaYetzirah, the book of creation. That makes sense. that we all know. Ramban says it's not just the creation of the physical world, it's also the creation of world history. It's amazing, Ramban. He says it's Sefer HaYetzirah b'Chidush HaOlam uv'Mikrei HaAvos Kulam Shehem Ke'inyan Yetzirah Lezaram. That's Ma'aseh of a similar Rabbanim. The way the Avos live their lives becomes like a nevuah, how we're going to live our lives. Mipnei Shekol Mikreim Siyurei Tevarim Lirmoz Lehodia Kol Asid Lavo Lehem. Whatever they did is almost like foretelling the future, what will happen in the future. So what was created in Chumash Bereishis? The world and all of Jewish history. That's Sefer HaYetzirah. It's all there. It's an amazing Ramban. It's a beautiful Ramban. And then what is Shmos? Shmos is when history begins to develop based on what happened in Bereishis. That's how the Ramban explains Shmos. And Shmos he calls Sefer Golus and Geul. This is the famous Ramban. So the great Gedolim did this. They look in the Torah for guidance. It's well known that Menachem Begin, Olav HaShalom, he was the Prime Minister of Israel. He was the most traditional of all the Prime Ministers. He had a... No, he is not.
Begin kept Shabbat.
No. Begin kept certain things. I'm not sure how observant he was, but he certainly kept certain things. He had a very traditional soul. The Gedolim liked him. He was able to speak Yiddish with them. And he had a more traditional soul. There was a... when he came to America, and he met with the Gedolim. Before the Camp David Accords, in the late 1970s, Begin made peace with Egypt, with Sadat, 1978, in America. And when he came to America, the books say he visited Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe to get advice from the three of them about what to do. And it says that on the airplane, that's what they say in the books, he read Vayishlach. He read Vayishlach because he knew he was coming to confront the Goyim now, how to deal with the non-Jewish world.
Why
did he ask the American? Good question. I guess because, you know, they understood the American politics. It was in America with Carter, you know how it's going to work with Carter. Was it with an American president? How to deal? Maybe he discussed it with the Rabbanim here too. So there's a story, it's in the books, that he met the Gedolim, he complained about heart trouble. Now there's a pasuk that says, "Leiv melachim biyad Hashem." The pasuk means that Hashem guides the world. If you're a king, Hashem makes sure that you make decisions that fit into what He wants in the world. But it means literally, it says the king's heart is in Hashem's hands. Meaning, if you're the president, Hashem guides the world a certain way. You're going to make. So when Begin complained about heart trouble, so Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said to him, "Don't worry, your heart's in good hands. Leiv melachim biyad Hashem. Your heart's in Hashem's hands." And Begin appreciated the joke, and Rabbi Yaakov appreciated that Begin appreciated the joke. You understand? Because you know that he had a traditional soul. So there you go. Anyway, so this is a big topic, guys. The Torah is our guide for life forever. You look into the Torah, the way Yaakov dealt with Esav, we should learn how to deal. You have to know a lot to know how to apply this. That's why the big Rabbanim, they'll sometimes derive lessons. The way Yaakov dealt with Esav is the way we can deal in the future. I just saw, there's a book out there called Harevna. It's in English now. They put it in, you know, What If, the What If books? You ever see the What If books, all these strange stories that happen? And, you never, like, these
books. It's an English book?
It's in English, well, it's originally Hebrew. It's Rav Zoberstein's Shlita. He's Rav Yashiv's son-in-law.
It's like very, like, ambiguous case.
Right, all these strange, interesting halacha cases. They're fascinating for the Shabbos table.
Yeah, my uncle.
What's it called?
Right.
What's it called?
In Hebrew, it's called Vaharevna. In English, it's called What If. A lot of interesting stories. There's always interesting stories. Well, his name is Rav Zilberstein. He's one of Rabbi Yoshev's sons-in-law. And he has all these interesting stories, shilas, that come his way. Fascinating shilas that come his way. And this week I saw one. I want to put it in my next Bereishis book. A guy calls up he wants a phone number. He says, "I need the phone number of Moishi Yosef Greenberg." He sounds like he's a religious guy, like the way he pronounced the words in Hebrew. So the operator said, he gave the number. He said, are you religious? He said, yeah. And he said, I have a question. Can you answer my, he asked him a question about the Torah, about something in the Amunah. And then he answered. He asked him another question. Now the guy said, look, you know, you're working now, and I'd love to talk to you, but you know, you're supposed to be working now. You're not supposed to be talking with me about Emunah. You know, and I'd rather if you'd call me back at a different time, with, you know, I'll give you my phone number. So they asked the Rav Silverstein, you know, what would the right thing, you know, there's the halacha is very, we learned last week, when you're working for someone, you have to work. You're not supposed to take off, you know, during your work. Chazal even let the workers not finish benching because they were working. So you discussed that, Shaila. You know, if you have a potential to do kiruv on the phone, but the guy's talking to you during his work, right? Those types of shailas. So he tells a story there. I just read it. Do you have a chumash? Do you have a chumash for this week's parsha? The regular chumash? So the point of the Rav, he spent a lot of time building Torah. He raised money. Is it by Yishlach? He raised money for things. So he tells a story there that the Panevich Rebbe was on the subway in New York, and he had a lot of money in his briefcase. And then he was surrounded by a group of thugs, and you know, they began talking to him, and he thought that they were going to, you know, mug him and steal his money. And he's on the subway, and then he said he thought of this week's parsha, and he said, he asked them, oh, where is this place so and so? And they said, oh, it's the next stop. He said, oh, good, because I'm getting off there. They said, great, because he understood that they felt it's easier to mug him, you know, on the subway. It's more of a contained place. They can't run away. They'd be happier to rob him when they're off the subway already. He said, I'm getting off at the next stop then. Okay? So the next stop comes, the door opens. I guess they weren't so intelligent. They got off first, and he was like looking at his briefcase. And then, right before the doors closed, he jumped back on and stayed on the subway. He got it, and then he got away from them. Where did he get it from? He said he got it from this week's parsha, that Esav says to Yaakov, look, we're going to go together. We're going to travel together. And, yeah, and one second. But he says, Yaakov, Esav says, let's travel together. You know, after they made peace, let's travel together. He says, Nisa v'nelcha v'elcha l'negdecha, let's travel together. And Yaakov says, no, Yavor na adeni l'fanai avda, you go first, and I'm going to go slowly. So you learn from the parsha that let the goyim go first and I'll go slow. And he used that as a remez to let them go first, and he was saved from mugging. That's what the gedolim can do. What? No, he assumed they'd prefer to mug him outside than on the subway, because they can get away. This is before now, they're police everywhere. They can get away faster. You're on the subway, you're sort of stuck there. You know, you see, yeah. So anyway, so he used this week's parish to protect himself. Okay, anyway, guys, this is a big yesod in Torah and Avodas Hashem. There you go. Okay. The story with the Panovich Harav can be found in Beharivna, volume 3, page 87.